Welcome back, family. This is your boy, ED. I had to bring the clap. I haven't brought the clap back in a while. But anyway, this is your boy, ED, for all you smart and intelligent folks out there that listen. That just simply means it. Today's topic of what we're going to talk about, and I know you've seen it in the title. Hopefully, you've seen it in the thumbnail. If not, my bad. But today's topic is entitled, How Many Years to Be a Senior Project Manager? I got to get that sweat. I almost slobbered all over myself. How many years to be a senior project management? Now, I will have to admit, family, this is subjective. Why do you say that's subjective? Because the number of years I'm going to state here, some people may disagree. Some people may even agree with me and say, yeah, that's probably about average. That sounds fair. I'm only speaking from my perspective of why I believe at that particular mark. And there's some other aspects along with it, the reason why that I believe that makes you a senior project manager. Again, as you know, family, I try to keep this under 10 minutes. And on top of that, give you three simple, and I do mean simple things that to answer your questions. Again, thank you for sending this question in. I really appreciate it. So let's get into it. Again, how many years to be a senior project manager? So let's get right to it. 5 years. I'm done. Oh, okay. No, honestly, reason why I say it takes 5 years to be a project manager is because, a senior project manager is because there in 5 years, you get an opportunity to go through a lot of conflict. You get a chance to have projects that go left. You have a chance to have projects that you plan for and articulate it out by leveraging your triple constraints of making sure all the areas are checked in properly. And next thing you know, you have a failure in your project. In 5 years, again, this is just my personal thinking and belief when it comes to this. And again, it's subjective. In 5 years, you have the chance to really develop your attractive character as a project manager. Stay tuned for that as well, family. I'm going to be doing a whole series of attractive character in which I learned from Russell Brunson. His book, one of his books is right there, about being the attractive character. And the reason why, I'll give you a snippet of it, a reason why I think that, or I know of 5 years of being considered as a senior project manager, because you have to go through some bumps and bruises. You know, I love what T.D. Jakes talked about where he said, hey, I don't want to deal with any, well, I'm paraphrasing. He was just basically saying he didn't want to work with anyone that didn't really go, haven't been through anything. And it's hard to work with a project manager that have never been through anything, because if you ever work with a project manager that have never been through something, now this has nothing to do. Some people will say, well, Edward, if they are a senior project manager, then they've had to, you know, go through something. They've had to get a couple of bruises on them and things like that. That's not necessarily true, because every project maybe they've been associated with went well. I've had projects that have went horribly wrong. I've had budgets pulled from me. I've had resources. That's the biggest thing, of the resources being pulled from you. And so in 5 years, I've been able to learn how to put strategies and techniques and tactics in place in order to address when things like this come up. And the only way, I don't care what anyone tells you, is I've learned more lessons through the failures of my projects than I've ever done with the successes. I'll slow that down. That may have missed you. I said I've learned more in my failures in the projects I've ran than the successes that I've had. And because of that, no, I don't go out and say, yes, let's hope this project fails. No, that's not what I'm saying. And you shouldn't either. You know what I mean? Cause it's not fun, but I'm saying it's the lessons behind it, because the lessons behind it let you know when you're running a project. Cause again, we know a project is unique and it has a temporary, and it's temporary and it has a beginning and end date. We don't even need to talk no more about the definition. That sums it up. So when you are a senior, when you're considered a senior project manager, you've been through something. You have a couple band-aids. Right now, if I can give the illustration with band-aids, I would just be ripping them off because of the cuts and bruises. I've always told the team this too. You might get a kick out of this, but it's so true. I learned this and I can't think of the person who told me this, but I give them credit. He said, "I'll never stab you in the back. I always stab you in the front." And I always tell the team that, hey, I will never stab you in the back. I'll always stab you in the front. What does that mean, ED? Well, what that means is saying, I'm not going to go back behind your back and go talk to your manager about what I've asked you to do. I'm going to have that discussion with you, and then I'm going to have the discussion right in front of you with your leader. Because I want you to understand, I'm going to be so transparent with you. I'm going to earn your trust. And on top of earning your trust, you're going to appreciate that at least I was upfront with you. That's a technique that you wouldn't learn if you didn't have the years of experience, or you didn't have the mentorship, or even finding out when you need a mentor. You know, there's a gentleman that I follow named Austin. He gave me a tip on this too. He was just like, the only time that you should be buying a course is when you run into a problem you can't figure out. I was like, man, that's amazing, because that's so true. And that's what it is like with a mentor. When you have a mentor and you're trying to figure out, you should be able to go to that mentor and say, hey, this is what I'm up against. Here's my proposed solution for it. Because family, you know, we are exceptional project managers here. So we just don't go to somebody without a proposed solution. Again, that's just experience that speaks. But going them with a proposed solution and then saying, what do you think? How do you think I should handle that? Or how do you think I should have handled that? So only someone with experience. And experience is really, I time boxed it with years, but it also can be time boxed with just running and leading various different projects. I'm not going to go to a project coordinator that's never led a project and say, how do I handle this conflict? Or how do I update this project schedule? Yeah, they may be able to give me a book answer, but they wouldn't be able to give me a practitioner response. So that's why I always recommend, and I say, if someone ever asks me, hey, ED, I know you're a senior project manager, how many years at minimum do you think? I say 5, you know, because I think at that point, you are able to get a couple bruises. You're able to see the direction of how to read people better. And that's another thing, family, as a project manager, especially when you're in an environment where you maybe a remote environment or even on site, being able to read what is going on with your stakeholders. And also, I love what one of my mentors told me too, is being able to understand what is not being said. A lot of times there's information that's being passed along that if you don't pay attention to the clues, you'll miss what is being said. So that's something you have to understand. When you become a senior project manager and you get the title senior project manager, there's even more work to do, because now you have the title. Now you need to dig. You need to go back and keep focusing on the fundamentals. There was a guy that was watching Kobe Bryant, and he said, you know, I went to go watch Kobe Bryant practice, and I was staying out his way. I just wanted to see, like, you know, they always talk about his his work ethic. And he said, I noticed him practicing the fundamentals of basketball. Like, he wasn't doing something crazy outside the box. He was practicing the fundamentals. And a lot of times as senior project managers and above, we forget about practicing the fundamentals of being a project manager. So make sure, family, when you are actually making the decision to transition to be a senior project manager, again, it's subjective, but I say 5 years, 5 years or more, that now you got that title, to go back and to continuously work on your fundamentals of projects, knowing what the 49 process areas are, to understand initiating, planning, executing, monitor, controlling, and closing, understanding the 10 knowledge areas, making sure you understand these fundamentals that someone can wake you up out of your sleep and say, hey, tell me what the 49 process groups are, go. You know, just those type of things, family. So I hope that you enjoyed today's video. Again, if there's anything that you would love to really for me to talk about regarding project management, personal development, marketing and sales, anything, family, that's on your mind, leave them in the comments. And I look forward to hearing from you soon.